Star Entertainment's Sydney Casino faces second bell inquiry. There is to be a second investigation into the Australian-based Sydney Casino, which is the flagship gaming property of Star Entertainment. This new inquiry has been prompted by the NSW Independent Casino Commission, NICC, the state's gaming regulator, which will start today and is scheduled to last up to 15 weeks. The NSW gambling regulator has raised concerns over the compliance of Star Entertainment to address and rectify the issues raised by the first inquiry into the operation of the Sydney gaming venue. The first inquiry was led by Adam Bell, and the NSW Casino Commission has asked Bell to undertake a review of the Star Casino in the Australian state. Related: Sydney's Star Casino faces another round of investigation. Last week, several key members of the senior leadership team at the Sydney Casino resigned before the start of the second probe into the gaming operator. These were Robbie Cook, the CEO, as well as the chief of staff, and the CFO. Several former and current key personnel members will be called to give evidence during the investigation. This will include Nicholas Weeks, Christina Katsibuba, and George Hughes, who were employed as special manager, CFO, and CPO respectively. First investigation resulted in $100 million fine. Following the first investigation by the NICC into the operation of the Star Sydney Casino in 2022, Mr. Bell produced a report on the investigation. The report found the operator was unfit to hold a gaming license, and the NICC issued a fine against Star Entertainment of $100 million. Quote, "The cultural dysfunction had significant adverse consequences for Star Entertainment's capacity to withstand the risks of criminal infiltration and money laundering." Mr. Bell 2022 report on Star Entertainment Sydney Casino. Future of the Star Casino hangs in the balance. Mr. Bell will report on the state of the operation of the Star Sydney Casino, and adverse findings could have a dramatic impact on the casino. The gaming venue employs more than 3,000 employees, directly and indirectly, and is responsible for a major injection of revenue in the local community. The potential removal of its gaming license for the venue would have a significant impact on the local economy.